This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A U.S. federal judge is ordering former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify before Congress. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The judge says McGahn must comply with a subpoena related to the special counsel's Russia probe. That deals a blow to President Trump's bid to keep top aides from testifying, with the judge writing the president is not a king and cannot order them to defy Congress. The ruling could spur House Democrats to re-up efforts at getting more testimony from other officials, like former National Security Advisor John Bolton. But his lawyer is suggesting the court order has no bearing on whether Bolton and former Deputy Charles Kupperman will appear. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The impeachment process has drawn attention around the world. Henry Ridgewell has more.
With a general election imminent, many Britons see their own recent political chaos mirrored across the Atlantic, says analyst Thomas Gift of University College London.
Both the US and the UK are rivaling one another for levels of dysfunction in government or lack of ability to get things done.
Polls suggest less than one in five Britons have a positive opinion of Donald Trump, like London resident Deo Thomas.
Even if it goes through the House, I really hope that the Senate really stand up and do something about it. He shouldn't be president. He should be impeached.
There is greater interest in Russia and seemingly greater support for Donald Trump. Moscow resident Mikhail says the Americans elected Trump, but now they want to take the decision back. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
New United Nations data show that treatment for HIV infection is up. More than 24 million patients living with HIV are getting therapy now, more than three times the amount getting treatment 9 years ago. This is VOA News. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam says after Sunday's local election resulted in overwhelming victory for pro-democracy groups, an independent review committee is being formed.
To look at the causes of the social unrest, which has lasted for so long in Hong Kong, to identify the underlying problems, social, economic, or even political, and to recommend measures that the government should take.
Cameroon has warned opposition political parties against any acts that may jeopardize its local council and parliamentary elections in February. The warning comes after opposition party leader Maurice Kamto, who claims President Paul Biya stole last year's October election, called for a boycott of the polls. Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports from Yaoundé.
Cameroon Territorial Administration Minister Paul Atanganji says the government will not tolerate any acts that disturb the free conduct of February's local and parliamentary elections.
Politicians specialize in hate speech, manipulation and provocation, as well as defiance of state authority should know that they will face the heavy arm of the law in case of any misconduct.
This warning came after opposition leader Maurice Kamto at a Monday press conference announced a boycott of the February polls. Kamto had planned to run for office but changed his mind and accused authorities of trying to destroy his party. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé.
The Russian military says it has shown its latest hypersonic weapon to United States inspectors. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The Defense Ministry says it's demonstrated the avant-garde hypersonic glide vehicle to an American team this week as part of transparency measures under the New START nuclear arms treaty with the U.S. The Russian officials say the smart glider can fly 27 times faster than the speed of sound, and it will be ready for combat duty as soon as December. President Vladimir Putin says its creation represented a technological breakthrough comparable to the 1957 Soviet launch of the first satellite. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A strong earthquake struck the area of Albania's capital early Tuesday, killing at least 18 people and injuring hundreds. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake was a magnitude 6.4, with an epicenter 30 kilometers northwest of the capital, Tirana. A powerful aftershock in the Adriatic Sea of a magnitude of at least 5 struck 3 hours later. And more than one-third of the United Nations Ebola responders in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo city of Beni were relocated on Tuesday. That was to avoid a surge in violence. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.